This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Haba. Thank you, everybody, for coming. We have a very special topic tonight. Parshas Vayetze, continuing the shiurim on Sefer Bereishis, which are, again, generously sponsored by Dr. Zakheim, Umeshbachta Leonishmas, Rav Shomel Eliezer, and Rav Yaakov Zakheim, and Rivka Bas Tavi Halevi, and Rav David, and Rav Yaakov Tzvi HaKoyen. Tonight's shiur is sponsored, Le'iloi Nishmas, Rav Moshe Hershkowitz, Moshe Yehoshua ben Rav David HaKoyen, on his first yard site, the fourth of Kislev, his Neshama Shavan Aliyah, via Me'el Tiyosh of his whole family, Ad Bias Goel Tzedek. Tonight's shiur is also dedicated by my dear friend Rav Kenny Pinsauer, L'zecher Nishmas, his mother, Dina Bas David Chai HaKoyen, B'gan Eden Te Menuchasa, she should be Melitza Yishar for her whole family, Ad Biasko El Tzedek. And also anonymously by one of the Hoshvei Eretz Yisrael. Okay, Parshas Vayetze. Now, I know you're all preparing for Hanukkah, so here I'm going to equip you with some good suggestions. You could get the new Sefer on Chinuch, Habanim, the Zakeni Legadel. David went to Israel to make sure that they were carrying it in all the bookstores in Israel. Yeah, and there's a Sefer on Hanukkah in English that's also available, as well as Rav Meir Balanes. Okay, Parshas Vayetze. So Yaakov Avinu goes to the Har HaBayis, and he lays down, Vayishka B'amaka Mahu, he lays down in that spot. And he has a dream, Vayachaloim, and he dreamt, V'hine and behold, Sulam Mutzav Arza, there's a ladder situated on the ground, V'roishai Magia HaShamayma, with its head reaching the heavens, V'hine Malachei Elohim Oilim V'yardim Bay. And behold, the angels of God were going up and down the ladder. We all know that's the famous account of Yaakov Avinu on the Har HaBayis dreaming of the ladder on the Temple Mount. And we have a tradition from the great Rishon HaRebbe that the word Sulam is a very interesting word. Sulam can also be a remez, a Rashi Tevois. The three letters, Samach, Lamed, Mem, stands for Sulam, Sudas, Levaya, Malka, the meal of accompanying the queen, a reference to Malava Malka. So here it is, Yaakov is running away from his parents. Yaakov Avinu is running away from Esav, actually. He's headed toward Lavan. He's about to build his future. And what's Yaakov Avinu doing? He is dreaming about Malava Malka. Now, I know many people have different kinds of dreams, but I don't know how many of you dream of Malava Malka. Turn on the Zoom, okay?
It's on.
I don't know how many of you dream of Malava Malka. Okay. I'm going to turn you off my phone. Thank you. But Yaakov Avinu, our tradition is, had a dream of a... Can you hear me now? How about now? Yeah. Yaakov Avinu had a dream of Malava Malka. Sulam. Sudas Levaya Malka. Now that's an interesting remez, if I ever heard one. Why is Yaakov Avinu dreaming about Malava Malka? Do you dream about Malava Malka? What kind of Malava Malkas do you dream about? What do they serve at the Malava Malkas that you dream about? So that's the question. Let's begin by learning some of the halachos of Malava Malka. It's interesting, in Shulchan Aruch, Arachayim Simen Shin, the Shulchan Aruch says, as the heading of this chapter, you should set your table Matzah Shabbos. So it's not even a matter about how much you eat. Many people, they clear off the table. And many people, Matzah Shabbos, they clear off the table. And then if they want to eat something, they throw it down on the table. You know, but what we're learning is that the table needs to be set for Malava Malka. Sheyesader shulchanai b'matzoi Shabbos. You need to set your table Matzah Shabbos. And the Shulchan Aruch says, La'olam yesader adam shulchanai b'matzoi Shabbos. A person should always set their table on Matzah Shabbos. Kedei
Lelavos es Shabbos, in order to accompany out the Shabbos. Afilu ein tzarch ela lekazayis. Even if you're only going to eat a little morsel of food, your table should be set like it would be a important suda. The Mishnah Berurah explains that you should cover the table in a respectful way, and all the other details of setting a respectable table apply to Malava Malka. But says the Mishnah Berurah, you're not mechuyev to cook more for Malava Malka than you're going to eat. So in other words, if you're only going to eat one egg, you only have to cook one egg. You don't have to cook entire meal's worth. You do need to set the table as if you'd be eating a full meal, but you don't have to cook more than you need to eat. Now, lechatchila, the Mishnah Berurah says, you need to establish the meal of Malava Malka on bread. In other words, it's best, it's ideal to wash for Malava Malka. So he said, but I don't even wash for Shalosh Shudas. That was until this year. But from now on, I guarantee you, you're going to be washing for Shalosh Shudas. Because you do not want to not be Yotzi Shalosh Shudas, because if you miss Shalosh Shudas, you'll see you're missing out at least 33% of your salary. And besides that, many other good things in life. So, not only do you need to wash for Shalosh Shudas, by the way, if you don't wash for Shalosh Shudas, contrary to popular opinion, you are not Yotzei Shalosh Shudas. People say, well, but it says, you know, you can eat mezoinos. That is, if you are so full to capacity that it is not physically possible to eat. However, if it is at all within the realm of possibility, you are not Yotzei. Who says that? The Shulchan Aruch. You ever hear of that book? That's the book of Jewish law. So you want to know, does everyone have to eat Shalosh Shudas? No. No. Gentiles do not have to eat Shalosh Shudas. Okay? So you say it sounds very strict. Everyone has to wash and bench? No. Most of the world does not have to wash and bench. All Gentiles are exempt from Shalosh. It's not one of the seven Noahide laws. Okay? But Jewish people, if your mother is Jewish, you must wash for Shalosh Shudas. But not only that, it's ideal. It is ideal to wash for Malava Malka. However, if you don't have bread, or you're concerned that it's really excessive eating, which is very likely in the summertime. In the summertime, by the time, let's say, Shabbos is over and it's 10 o'clock at night and you just ate Shalosh Shudas, it's very hard to eat so late at night, then the Mishnah Berurah says you could be Mekayim, Malava Malka, with Mezoinos, or with fruits. Okay. Now, you want what's the idea of Malava Malka?
What's the source for Shalosh Shudas?
What's the source?
How do we know that? Yeah.
The Gemara says that you have to eat three meals on Shabbos. We learn that from Hayoim, Hayoim, Hayoim. Three times in Bishalach, by the Mon, it says Hayoim, from which we learn three meals on Shabbos. According to some Rishonim, it's Dairaisa. We do not paskin that it's Dairaisa. It's at the very least Midrabanan.
But Yom Yatzebel takes for a month.
Yeah, but it said Hayoim three times, so from there we learned you have to eat three meals on Shabbos. They had double take, but they divided it into three meals. Okay, now, the reason why we have Malava Malka is just like you have to honor Shabbos on the intake, you need to be Mechabit Shabbos on the outtake, because just like a person is Malava, the king, when he leaves the city, we also have to escort the Shabbos out of the city. Now, therefore, it is best to have Malava Malka as close to Shabbos as possible. As close, Reb Chaim Kanievsky would make Havdalah, and he would immediately wash for Malava Malka. That was his custom. It is best, it is ideal, as soon as possible. So you say, I'm not hungry. If you're not hungry, then at least you should not get involved in any malacha kavua until you eat Malava Malka. What's malacha kavua? It's not clear what malacha. Don't get involved in any major endeavor until you eat Malava Malka. We're going to come. And at very least, you should be careful to have Malava Malka before Chatzos. Okay, so what's interesting is Yaakov Avinu, he's sitting there on the Har HaBayis, and he's dreaming about your favorite meal. Sudas Levaya Malka. Sulam Sudas Levaya Malka. So what's interesting immediately is that the place that Yaakov Avinu is having this dream was the Har HaBayis, and what does he call it? What does he call it? Beis El. Vayikra, Hashem HaMakom Ahu, Beis El, the ulam luz shem ha'ir l'reshayna. It used to be called luz. Interesting. It's called Beis El. Yaakov even called it Beis El, but it used to be called luz. It used to be called luz? That's interesting that it used to be called luz. So says Rabbeinu Bechaye, the place that's called Beis El is Yerushalayim. So why do we need to know that it was called Luz originally? What is the fact that its original name, Luz, come to teach me? So says Rabbeinu Bechaye, what it comes to teach me is that this is the place from where HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the whole world. The whole world began at this Makom. Why? How does Luz indicate that? Very simply, because just like a human being was created from his luz bone. How did Hashem create man? There's a certain bone called the luz bone that from that bone Hashem is going to make the resurrection of the dead. There's a special bone you have in the shidra that this bone never gets destroyed. Even after the whole body decomposes, this bone always remains intact. From that bone, Hashem is going to revivify a person, resurrect a person, and that's the bone that Hashem used to create the person. He says, Hinei hu reishis habriya v'hachidosh. Therefore, the Torah says that the name of this location used to be called Luz, because from this place Hashem created the whole world. The same way Hashem created man from his Luz bone, Hashem created the world from the Makom HaMikdash, which is Yerushalayim. Now, the word Luz should be familiar to you, because one of the reasons we eat Malav HaMalka, why is it so important to eat Malav HaMalka? So a person might say, why should I eat Malav HaMalka? I'm not hungry. By the way, you ever notice that the times that people find themselves hungry, people are starving Friday afternoon. They're starving Friday afternoon. And they have to eat. People get together, and they gather together to emulate the primordial sin of the Nachash HaKadmoni. So they get together on Erev Shabbos, and they eat cholent, and they drink alcohol. So that what? So they can't eat Friday night. All of a sudden, Friday afternoon, they're so hungry. What are they doing? They're emulating the Nachash who convinced Chava to drink wine on Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos is not a time to eat. It's a time to eat less so they have more of an appetite Friday night. When else? So Friday, everyone's starving. Friday night, nobody's hungry anymore. Then they come to Shul and they have a tremendous Kiddush. So that what? So they could be Mavatel, the first Suda. So they didn't eat properly Friday night. They didn't eat the first Suda. And Shalashudis, your Yoytzei Shalashudis by reading the Yated or by reading Mishpacha. They once heard somebody said in the name of the Zohar that if you read Jewish magazines, your Yoytzei Shalashudis. So they didn't eat Friday night. The Gemara says, we're going to see, that if you eat 3 meals on Shabbos, you're saved from Gehenna, you're saved from Melchemes Goyg U'Magoyg, and you're saved from Yom HaDin HaGadol. Any disaster in Jewish history, you're saved from by eating these 3 meals. So what does the Yetzer Hara do? He makes you starving Friday so you don't eat Friday night. He fills you up by Kiddushim so you don't eat Shabbos morning. And he finds some bogus opinion that you don't have to wash for Shalosh Shudas. Malav HaMalka, forget about. You're so full already by the time of Malav HaMalka, eating all the things you're not allowed to eat, that who could eat Malav HaMalka? By the way, by eating Malav HaMalka, you're saved from Chibur HaKever. So the 4 meals save you from all the big disasters. Anyway, it's very interesting. Why do we eat Malav HaMalka?
What's
Chibur HaKever? Some kind of painful rolling to get that takes place in the grave. It's beyond the scope to demonstrate exactly what goes on, but it's not pleasant. Now, we have a tradition, the Beis Yosef brings a tradition, that a person has a limb that's called the naskoi. And this naskoi does not eat anything, does not get nourishment from what you eat on Sunday, doesn't get nourishment from what you eat on Monday. It only gets nourishment from Malav HaMalka. The Chida says in his commentary to the Levush, what's the name of this bone? This bone is called the Luz bone. He says something very interesting. He says, Tam l'sudas matzoi Shabbos ki etzem luz nikra naskoi. The luz is called a naskoi. From it, a person was created. And that's what will remain for all eternity, and that's what will have resurrection, and that is what is makabel schar in Olam Haba. So basically, in order to get to Olam Haba, You need a naskoi. And in order to get a naskoi, you need to eat Saturday night. So, you know, if you come to this world and you eat Friday and you don't eat Saturday night, then it's a very short existence, 50, 60, 70 years. But when you get upstairs, you have no bone to start enjoying. So you need to fuel up Saturday night. What you eat Saturday night will keep you going for all eternity. What's the name of that bone? The luz bone. Isn't it interesting? The Yaakov Avinu, what's he dreaming of? He's dreaming of Malav Malka. And the name of the place that he has the dream is Luz. I didn't see anybody who makes note of that, but it's definitely very compelling that Yaakov Avinu, he's dreaming of the Sulam, of Sudas Levaya Malka, and the name of the place. And Rabbi Bechai says, the reason the Torah says this is the name of the place, is just like man was created from the Luz, and from it, a person without Tchias HaMesim, the whole world was created from the Harabayis. Now listen to this. What's the reason why the Luz bone doesn't get nourishment from anything you eat except from Malav Malka? The reason is, because this is the only... What's the reason why resurrection takes place on the Luz bone? Because the Luz bone was the only part of your body that didn't have Hana from the Eitz Hadas. When Adam ate from the Eitz Hadas, his eyelids ate from the Eitz Hadas. His lips ate from the Eitz Hadas. His heart ate from the Eitz Hadas. His toes ate from the Eitz Hadas. Except for the Naskoi. Except for the Luz. The Luz is the only bone that didn't eat from the Eitz Hadas. So you say, why? Why doesn't the Luz eat from the Eitz Hadas? Because it only eats Malav Malka. It doesn't eat on Friday. The reason the Luz didn't eat from the Eitz Hadas, because he ate from the Eitz Hadas on Friday, the Luz only eats Malav Malka. That's what the Eliyahu Rabbah says our tradition is. If you look at number 9. Therefore, Yaakov Avinu, he's sitting there on the Harabayis, dreaming of Malav Malka in the city named after the bone, which gets nourished from Malav Malka. The name of the city used to be Luz.
Gracious one talked about the creation of man. It wasn't like the cell that was from the Isha. What
was the first bone of man?
We're saying right now.
Luz. Luz, yeah. Yeah, look, the Chida says in number 8, Mimenu nishave ha'adam. Man was created from the Luz, for who kiyem, it lasts, v'nitzchay, it's eternal, u'mimenu yichya adam b'tchiyah. And from it, a person will get up in the times of the resurrection. So what we have to understand is, why was Yaakov Avinu dreaming about Malav Malka? Why is he dreaming about this after Shabbos repassed? So I want to share with you a very interesting halachic shaila. It was relevant this year, and it will shed a lot of light on this topic. If Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos, yeah, do you say Vihinoya Matzah Shabbos, and do you eat Malav Malka Matzah Shabbos? If Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos, do you say Vihinoya Matzah Shabbos, and do you eat Malav Malka Matzah Shabbos? This is the question raised in the Shas Uchuvas, Torah Lishma. Shailas Uchuvas, Torah Lishma, which, by the way, was written by Rabbi Cheskel Kachli. You know who Rabbi Cheskel Kachli is? He never existed. It says, written by Yecheskel Kachli is a pen name of the Ben Ish Chai. The Ben Ish Chai wrote a sefer anonymously. He said, written by Yecheskel Kachli, and because Yecheskel Kachli is like the gematria of his name. And he brings this question. If Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos, do you say Vihinayam, and do you eat Malav Malka? Well, says the Ben Ish Chai, quoting the Arizal in the Shar HaKavanos, there is two types of Tosefes Kedusha Shabbos. Number one, adding on to the Kedusha of Shabbos through Tefillah, adding on to the Kedusha of Shabbos of Achila. There are two dimensions of Kedusha Shabbos. There's the sanctity of the meals and the sanctity of the prayers. By the way, let me ask you, well, did you say Vihinayam this past Matzah Yom Kippur?
No.
When Yom Kippur came out on Shabbos, you didn't. Did you eat a Malav Malka? Or did you fast until Sunday morning?
Right,
you ate a Malav Malka. So you ate a Malav Malka, and you didn't say Vihinayam. Says the Ben Ish Chai, the halacha is, you say Vihinayam, and you don't eat Malav Malka. Let's explain one thing at a time, okay? There's two types of Kedusha Shabbos. There's the Kedusha of the tefilos and the kedusha of the meals. There are two types of toisefes kedusha Shabbos. There's adding on to the tefilos and adding on to the meals. How do you add on to kedushas tefilas Shabbos? Vihinayam. The purpose of vihinayam is to extend the sanctity of the tefilos of Shabbos. That's why we say vihinayam. Don't you need to have 6 working days to say vihinayam? And Sukkot comes out that week, that's why we Ashkenazim don't say vihinayam. That's al pi halacha, al pi kabbalah, that's not the purpose of vihinayam. It's not a tefillah to be successful at work, it's a tefillah to extend the kedusha of the tefillahs of Shabbos. Therefore, Matzah Shabbos, when Shabbos comes out on Yom Kippur, you definitely say vihinayam, says the Ben Ish Chai. What? What does that do? That just keeps the Rasham in the Gehenim out of Gehenim for 1 extra second. But the way to extend the Kedushas Shabbos of Tefillos is Vihinayam. Vihinayam extends and therefore the Ben Ish Chai paskins that you say Vihinayam every single Matzah Shabbos, no matter what. The Chida also paskins that way. Many Sfaradim do that. That they say Vihinayam. Ashkenazim do not say Vihinayam because Vihinayam is a tefillah to have success in the 6 working days. If you don't have 6 working days, we don't say Vihinayam. But there's another type of Kedusha Shabbos. That is Kedushas Su'udai Shabbos. And how do you extend Kedushas Su'udai Shabbos? Malava Malka. You hear that? You have 3 special meals a week, that these meals are the holiest meals a week. The Friday night Su'uda, the Shabbos morning Su'uda, and the Shalosh Su'uda Su'uda. Okay? You then want to extend the sanctity of these meals to all the food you eat during the week. How do you do that? Malava Malka. Malava Malka extends Kedushas Achila Shabbos. This comes from the Arizal, if you look at number 11, in the Shar HaKavanos. We eat Malava Malka as a way of extending Kedushas Sudas Shabbos to the whole week. By the way, we're going to see in the Chida, when you eat Malava Malka, you should be Mechavein. You're eating this meal to extend the Kedusha, so Achila, to the Achila of the whole week. That's the Kavana. That's what you need to think. Says the Ben Ish Chai, great. That makes sense on every Shabbos of the year. But if you didn't eat on Shabbos, then Malava Malka has no meaning. Then why would you eat a Malava Malka? The whole purpose of Malava Malka is continue Kedusha Sachila Shabbos. But there was no Kedusha Sachila. Therefore, says the Ben Ish Chai, now I always learned that the Ben Ish Chai was saying, therefore you don't eat a Malava Malka. But if you look carefully, you'll see he might be saying something else. Also, do you say normally Malava Malka is Keneged David HaMelech? We're going to see Friday night, Shabbos day is Keneged the Avos. You ready for this? Friday night, Yitzchak. Shabbos day, Avraham. Shalosh Shudas Yaakov. Not what you would have thought. Shalosh Shudas, Dahi Sudasa. David Malka Meshir Malav Malka is David HaMelech, says the Ben Ish Chai, not Matzah Yom HaKippurim. Also, you say Magdil, not Migdal, on Matzah Yom HaKippurim, even though it was Shabbos. On a regular Matzah Shabbos, you say Migdal. Okay. Now, I do want to bring to your attention that halachically we don't paskin this way. There's a sefer on the Shoyna Halachis, Tairas HaMayadim, who brings that if Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, then there is a mitzvah to eat Malava Malka, Rabbi Yashiv said, because the Malava Malka has nothing to do with what you ate on Shabbos. Malava Malka is you're escorting out the king. The king came to your house, you got to escort him out. They asked Rabbi Chaim Knievsky, Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, should you eat Malava Malka Matzah Shabbos? He says, yeah, you should. You didn't eat on Shabbos, you couldn't eat on Shabbos, now you could eat, so you should have Malava Malka. By the way, if you look carefully in the Ben Ish Chai, he doesn't say Matzah Yom HaKippurim, Matzah Shabbos Yom Kippur, don't eat Malava Malka. He says, don't be mechavein to continue the Kedusha So'achila to the whole week, because that's meaningless. But he's not saying you don't eat. I mean, obviously you're going to eat because you're fasting all day, but he's not saying you don't have Sudas Malava Malka. You could have Sudas Malava Malka, but You're not mechavein lahamshich oyer kedushas Shabbos liyameyachal. Okay, so you got that, Rabbi Yisai? The concept of Malav Malka is that Shabbos has two components to it. You have the sanctity of prayer, and you want to continue that. How do you continue the kedushas atfilah of Shabbos? By saying v'hinayam. And then you have the sanctity of the achila. How do you continue that? You continue that through Malav Malka. And therefore, there's a strong basis to say, Matzoi Shabbos Yom HaKippurim, then you do not need to have Malav Malka. Look in the Chidah number 14.
Is it a mitzvah, Malav Malka?
It's a halacha. It's better. It's
the Rambam listed?
This is not a Do'iraisa. It's not one of the 613. But it's the same way the Sudos of Shabbos are not one of the 613, according to most. If you look at number 14 in the Chidah, he said, Suda Revius Achar Havdalah, the fourth meal after Havdalah, Plia Nisgava, is a wondrous, elevated custom. Umatzeles Michibur HaKever, it saves you from rolling in the grave. If you can't wash, then from Malav Malka you could have Mezainos. The kavana should be lahashir bracha besudos hachoil mikedushas Shabbos. The kavana should be to have leftover blessing from in the sudas of the weekday from kedusha Shabbos. In other words, you want to extend the blessing of sudas Shabbos to the weekday. Now,
when were they masakin?
When they were masakin it? Yeah. When Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Harsinai, when God chose the Jewish people, when God chose the Israelites, and He decided to give us the Torah, He told Moshe Rabbeinu the Tarsha B'chsav and the Tarsha B'alpeh. He said, keep the 613 mitzvahs and all the mitzvahs d'rabbanon, including Malav Malka. Now, the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, look at number 15, Amar Rabbi Shul ben Levi, Mishum Bar Kapara. Anyone who's mekayim three meals on Shabbos is saved from three types of punishment. Chevloi shel Mashiach, midino shel Gehenim, umimilchemes goy gumagay. You're saved from the birth pangs of Mashiach. You're saved from the hot place, from the purgatory, and from the war of goy gumagay. And the Gemara has drashas for all three. So I always say, again, according to Shulchan Aruch, if you don't wash for Shal Shudas, and you're able to, you are not yoytzei. And even if you say, well, I'm not sure if I'm so full and I can't pal, one thing I want to tell you. If you're on the line for the hot place, you don't want them looking in and like putting up on the screen your shalosh shudos, and now they're analyzing, did you eat? Didn't you eat? Were you full? Were you not full? You don't want to be on that line. I'm telling you, you're gonna breathe much easier when you're on the other line. You don't want them looking into how full you were. You want to stay clear. Okay, you don't want to have. Here's the rule in life: just down the roll, just down the roll. It's not. Nothing will happen to you. It's what? Shabbos Shal Shudas. Yeah. Anyway, I was at PTA this week, and I met a friend of mine. He said, "You know, one of my things is Shal Shudas, and I took one of when I get into one of my Shal Shudas routines, I took that 30-second thing and I sent it out." I hope it was Neskabel. But it's worthwhile to eat a roll and a little tuna fish to get out of Gehenna. It's a worthwhile investment. Now, what's very interesting is, take a look in the Chidah. The Chidah says that after Maariv, Friday night, you should come to your house, make Kiddush right away, and don't do like many foolish people do. They sit around for an hour or two with their friends and they shoot the breeze, or people sit around their tables and they, on the couch, they read all the Jewish papers. No, as soon as you get home, you start the meal. Don't be mafsik between Kedushas Maariv and Kiddush Friday night. Now, listen to this. Yechavein besuda rishayna. Have kavana by the first meal, Shehi Keneged Yitzchak, Umatzeles Mechevle Mashiach. The Friday night meal is Yitzchak's meal. Who knows? Does anyone even know that? Friday night is Keneged Yitzchak. It saves you from the birth pangs of Mashiach. All the travails we see in today's society are Chevle Shel Mashiach. You want to have a nice, good Friday night meal. Don't eat 3 slices of pizza Friday afternoon. Don't eat 2 slices of pizza Friday afternoon. You know what? Stay away from pizza Friday afternoon. Just eat something so you're not starving, so you could go into Shabbos with a good appetite. This way you eat Friday night with a hearty appetite. You are clear from the Chevlei Mashiach. Number 2, Friday morning Shabbos day meal is Keneged Avram Avinu. Keneged Avram Avinu. And it saves you from Gehenna. So the Yetzirah, he devised a great plan. He says, you know what we're going to do in all the shuls? You're going to have an assortment of cholent after Musaf. Even better, maybe you'll sneak out during the davening to start the Kiddush. And then you can have different kinds of cholents. We'll call one VIP cholent. Right? What in the world? VIP cholent? You fall for that? VIP cholent. You have cholent with kielbasa. So now, we could take more nitrates and stick them into the cholent. Cholent was a good food. If you want to eat kielbasa, eat the kielbasa. Why do you need to tamper with the cholent? Was there something wrong with the cholent? Isn't it insulting to the cholent? Why don't you just throw the kitchen sink into the cholent? You know? It's like putting pastrami in donuts. You know, soon they're going to start putting pastrami in donuts. Oh, they do that, right? Okay, so that's the Shabbos morning Suda. And then Shalashudas saves you, is Keneged Yaakov Avinu, and it saves you from the war of Goig u'Magog. I don't know what that war is. By the way, I just want to share with you one of the comments from the Zoom. It says, LOL. Okay, it's just pointing that. Fine. So...
it's not even like transparent that it's going to happen.
Let's say it doesn't happen,
right.
But just in case, right? It's worthwhile to have the role to avoid. I don't know what kind of war it is, but with the nuclear weapons they have today, I want to know. I want to rest assured when I'm in that room, I'm going to be very comfortable knowing I had my role and my tuna fish. You don't have to have tuna fish. You could actually eat good food. There's nothing wrong with eating, but if that's the only thing that's available, so you eat the roll, and this way you're yotzei the mitzvah of Shalosh Shudas. Now,
how was the Chabbos connected to those?
I don't know. Reb Yitz wants to know, why is Friday night Yitzchak Avinu, Shabbos morning Avram Avinu?
Yaakov should be Marav, that's at night.
Maybe Yaakov should be Marav. Yeah, that's a good one. Avram is Shachris, and Yitzchak is Mincha. I don't know. I'll tell you the truth. I've been wanting to know this for a very long time, at least over a year. Today, I looked up the source of it in the Shla HaKadosh, and he didn't explain further. And I looked in the commentary of the Chida with all the Perushim he didn't explain. He quoted the Sefer Kanfei Yoina. I didn't have a chance to look in the Kanfei Yoina. I don't know. Yeah, Kavod Shabbos, Kavod Yoim is greater than Kavod Laila. But is Yaakov Avinu, you would think, is Bechir Shabbos, no? That's, you know, I don't know. Maybe because they made early Shabbos, so the Friday night meal was Mincha time and Shachris, and then Shalshudas was close to night. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. Maybe someone out there will give us some insight into why those meals are connected, those Avos. Now, Reb Chaim Falaji, I was very happy to discover this today. He quotes from the Mekubalim, and by the way, the Yalkut Ruveni brings this down in Parshas B'Shalach. Each meal of Shabbos provides sustenance for 2 days of the week. Friday night gives you support for Sunday and Monday, Shabbos morning, Tuesday and Wednesday, and Shalosh Shudas, Thursday and Friday. Says Reb Chaim Falaji, this is an open rebuke to people who are not careful in Shalosh Shudas. Because if you don't eat a proper Shalosh Shudas, you are affecting 33% of your possible wages for the year. In other words, on Rosh Hashanah, it could be decreed you should make $300,000. And you're only making $200,000 because you're relying on some opinion that you could eat potato chips for Shalosh Shudas. Just wash. There are less calories in the roll than in the potato chips you're eating. What's interesting is says Rav Chaim Falaji. He's quoting Rav Tzvi Ashkenazi, the father of Rabbi Yaakov Emden. This is the meaning of what it says. Im ta'azvini yoim, yoimayim ezveka. If you forsake me one day, I'll forsake you 2 days. Where do we learn out Suda Shabbos? Hayoim, hayoim, hayoim. If you don't fulfill one of the hayoims, im tazveni yoim, if you don't fulfill one of the yoims, if you don't eat one of the meals on Shabbos, yoimayim ezveka, I'm going to take away 2 days worth of salary. Therefore, says the Hafla, the Rebbe, the Chassam Sofer, we have lechem mishnah, 3 meals on Shabbos. Each lechem corresponds to another day of the week of Shefa. Friday night, the 2 loaves, Sunday, Monday. Shabbos morning, Tuesday, Wednesday, Shal Shudas, Wednesday, Thursday. So you have to make sure the loaves are shalem. You know, if you're going to take a roll and it's going to be missing a chaticha, you know, that could be a nice heftz of one's salary. There is, by the way, interesting halacha, there is an opinion that if the loaf is missing 1/48, it's still considered shalem. So it could be missing a tiny bit. In any event, let's now try to come back to why Yaakov Avinu was specifically dreaming about Malav HaMalka, and let's revisit something we learned last week for those of you who weren't here. We won't call you out by name. Okay. That last week we learned that Yaakov Avinu and Esav, they made a division. Yaakov said, I will take the world to come. And Esav said, I'll take this world. Now, obviously, Yaakov is allowed to eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner. But he's only allowed to eat what's needed to survive. But Esav took all the happiness and blessings of this world, and Yaakov took the world to come. But on that fateful day, when Esav came back from the field famished, and he really wanted some of those red beans, so he turns to Yaakov and he says, "Haliteini na min ha'adai ma'adam azeh, give me some of those beans. I want some children also." You see how all the great events in life revolve around children. "Haliteini na min ha'adai," but there was no kalbasa in that. It was just beans, yeah? "Haliteini na min ha'adai ma'adam azeh." So Yaakov Avinu had a brilliant scheme. What did Yaakov Avinu say? Michra chayoim es b'chayrascha li. I forgot where I was this week. Somebody came over to me. What did you say chayoim stands for? From last week's share. Where was I this week? Somebody said, Michra chayoim es b'chayrascha li. What does chayoim stand for? You know what chayoim stands for? Kulam yisbu'u v'yisangu mituvecha. What Yaakov Avinu said to Esav is michra chayoim es b'chayras chali. Yaakov said, okay, I'll give you the bones, I'll give you the beans. I just want a little bit of this world. Esav said, a little bit of this world? I thought we split. I get olam hazeh, you get olam haba. Yaakov says, just give me chayoim. I just want 1 day. You see, I can't fulfill my mitzvahs if you don't give me Shabbos. So give me Oineg Shabbos. Listen here, Esav. You get the cars, you get the homes, you get the food, you get the clothing, I'll get the world to come. I just want Shabbos. Kayoim. Kayoim. Kulam yisbu'u diyisangu mituvecha. But why was that such a brilliant scheme? By the way, this is brought in the Sefer Ravid Hazav from the Rav Shitzer Rebbe. Michra chayoim. Kulam yisbu'u diyisangu. Why it's such an amazing scheme? We said this last week from the Shvilei Pinchas. This week I found it in the Sefer Shemen Roish. Shemen Roish is an amazing Sefer on Chumash, I believe from Rav Kaufman of England. Shemen Roish. This was an amazing scheme because all physical blessing comes to this world through the medium of the Shabbos. So by Yaakov Avinu taking the Shabbos, the Friday night meal, and the Shabbos day meal, and the Shalosh Shudas meal, he basically took the Shefa of all the 6 working days. Esav thought he's only giving up 1 day. Okay, take Shabbos. What's Shabbos worth anyway? Shabbos is not an exciting day, especially if you go to the pre-Shabbos festivities, and you go to the Shabbos Kiddush, and you come up with some made-up sheet. They don't have to eat Shalosh Shudas. Shabbos isn't anything anyway. So you take Shabbos And I'll take Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. But last week, we learned from the Shvilei Pinchas, and the Shemen Rosh also says this. I saw this week, number 20, that by Yaakov Avinu taking Shabbos, Kula, Birchasa, Delasato, Le'ela, B'yoyim, Shvitalion, all the blessings of the week are dependent on Shabbos. So by Yaakov taking Shabbos, he took the Shefa of Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. He took everything. Now, why was Shabbos called Bechayar? You know, Yaakov Avinu says, Michra Chayoyim es Bechayras Chali. Give me the Bechar. You see, the Bechar is double. The letter Beis is double Aleph. The letter Chaf is double Yud. The letter Resh is double Kuf. It's the letters of Bechar represent double. Shabbos is also double. Shabbos, we know, you get Lechem Mishnah. The Medrash says all aspects of Shabbos are double. We have two loaves, we have a double Omer, we have a double Karban. The punishment is kafel, the schar is kafel. So therefore Yaakov Avinu says, Michra chayoyim es b'chayras chali, give me the b'chayr of the yamim, give me Shabbos. But what Esav didn't realize is by Yaakov taking Shabbos, by him taking the b'chayr, he took the brachos. He took the brachos. So when Esav discovered that Yaakov took the brachos, he screams out. He says, "B'chayrasi lakach, v'hine ata lakach es brachasi." He took the birthright. Now he's taking the blessings. Now, how do you think Yaakov Avinu is pulling off this scam by grabbing Shabbos? And now through Shabbos, Yaakov Avinu is using Shabbos as a yad, as a handle, to now draw all the other 6 days of the week. After all, how is Shabbos, how is it mashpia on the 6 days? I understand if you eat Friday night and you eat Shabbos, Friday night is for Sunday, Monday. Shabbos day is for Tuesday, Wednesday. Shabbos is for Thursday, Friday. I understand in the merit of these three meals, you get Shefa all 6 days. But what's the instrument that these three meals continue to the rest of the week? How do you extend Kedusha Suda Shabbos to the rest of the week? So when Yaakov Avinu runs away, what do you think he's dreaming of? He's dreaming of Malava Malka. In Yaakov Avinu's dream, he said, "Okay, great. I just had the scam of the century. I took the world to come. Then I took one day of Shabbos. But how can I utilize Shabbos to be able to schlep along all the meals and all the Olam Hazeh the rest of the week? For that, you need Malava Malka. So what does Yaakov Avinu do? He goes straight to the Ulam Luz Shem Hoyer LaRishayna, and in his mind, he's dreaming, he's having sweet dreams of Malava Malka. Through Malava Malka, he extends the Kedusha of Shabbos that he took from Esav to all the other days of the week. Now, I'm going to share with you something very interesting. Because comes Shabbos, V'hinei Malachi Elohim, Oilim, they go up. So the malachim of Shabbos, they go up, Matzoy Shabbos, Oilim, V'yardim Boy, and they come down to greet you again, Boy, Bivav, on the sixth day of the week, on Friday. That's what the Rishoner says. That V'hinei Malachi Elohim, the malachim of Shabbos, they go back up when it comes to Saturday night, when you say Tzeischem L'Shalom, and they come back down, Boy, Bivav, on the sixth day of the week. Now, it's very interesting. Okay, you ready for this? Rabbi Yosef, because you're going to make an appearance here, okay? There's a minhag that many people, one of those Miros Matzah Shabbos, they sing a Yiddish Zemer. Gut von Avram. You ever hear of such a thing? Mm-hmm. Gut from Avram. Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Baraditchev composed Gut from Avram. It's even in the Siddur. I don't think there are too many Yiddish tefillahs in the Siddur. This is probably the only official Yiddish tefillah that's in the Siddur. What's the inyan of God von Avram Matzai Shabbos? So the Rav Pinchas Karzer says something very interesting. He says, on Shabbos, all our words are Kadosh. During the week, they're not necessarily. But you can have drastic changes. It's not healthy to have drastic changes. You always need to have an intermediary between Kedusha and the profane. Therefore, on Shabbos, all our words are Kadosh. During the week, they're Chayil. And what's the bridge, what's the happy medium in between Kadosh and Chayil? A tefillah in Yiddish. That's the bridge between Kedushas HaDibur and the Diburei Chayil of the week. Therefore, we have God from Avram. That's the reason why we say and talk about Eliyahu HaNavi Matzah Shabbos. Many years ago, Rabbi Isaac gave us the idea to give a shir on Eliyahu HaNavi, about saying Eliyahu 130 times Matzah Shabbos. Why do we? One of the reasons we say Eliyahu so many times Matzah Shabbos, Shabbos is the world to come, Gan Eden. The week is this world, so we need a guy who could get us and be the middleman between the world to come and this world. So Eliyahu HaNavi, he entered with his body into Gan Eden, so he's the middleman between the world to come of Shabbos and this world during the week. By the way, Rabbi Pinchas Karzer says, you know, there are four categories of matter. There's inanimate, doimim, soimeach, plant life, chai, living beings, medaber, speaking, and then of course there's Yisrael. And in between each category, there's an intermediary. So between inanimate and plant, you have coral. You know, coral is some kind of rock that's like a plant. It's a rock that grows, yeah? In between plant and life, you have that guy in Parshas Toldos, Adnei HaSadeh. You know, you ever hear of such a thing? It's basically a human being that grows from the ground. You don't have them in your backyard? Okay, I'll tell you about it a different time. But there is a type of, it's a kind of beast that grows from the ground. There's only one person who knew how to catch him. Esav. That's what it means. The Esav Ish Yoideat Sayid. Who did he capture? The Ish Sadeh. That's how you read it. So there are people that grow from the ground. I know a couple of them. No, I don't. Not yet. I have not been introduced. But there's something called Adnei Sadeh. It's spoken about in the Mishnah and Klaim also. Between Chai and Medaber, between an animal and a person, you have a Kaif. You have a monkey. Between Umay Sa'olam and Yisrael, you have Gerim. This is Rabbi Pinchas Karzer. What about between Tarsha B'Chsav and Tarsha B'Alpeh? Kriyuksiv. What about between Shabbos and Chol? Toisefe Shabbos. What about between this world and the next world? Eliyahu. What about between Shabbos and the weekday? Eliyahu. What about between Lashon Kodesh and other languages? Targum Unclus. Between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laaretz? Galed or Gilad. So I would humbly suggest, Yaakov Avinu, now that he got the brachas from Esav, think about what he did. He didn't get much from Esav. What did he get? He got Shabbos. But now through Shabbos, he wants to take over all of Olam Hazeh. And he wants to take it over in days, in food, in location, and in language. So you know the first thing he does? He goes to the Harabayas and he dreams of the meal, that through this meal, Shabbos will take over the whole week. So what does he dream about? Malava Malka. And then he dreams of the day that all languages will be under the rubric and the sovereignty of Lashon HaKodesh. So who does he go to? Lavan Ha'arami Aramaic. By going to Lavan Ha'arami, he takes Aramaic. Aramaic is the bridge between Lashon Kodesh and all the languages. So now he's going to take the little bit of bracha that he got from Esav and now usurp all of Olam Hazeh. By the way, did you notice? It says, you ready for this? This is Ayam Anayra. It says he met Rachel. He met Leah. He married. When he married Rachel, Vayehav Gam Es Rachel Mileya. So my friend Rav Shmuel Batnik pointed out, Gam es Rachel Mileya, Rosh Yeteva's Gemara. So I was looking around, like, what's the meaning of that? Gemara? Why is Gemara alluded to here? The Chidah brings, Rachel is Keneged Talmud Bavli, and Leah is Keneged Talmud Yushalmi. So that's why he loved Rachel more than Leah, because Bavli is greater than Yushalmi. But isn't it of note? You know, many ask, why is Yushalmi written in Aramaic? Why? Because he got it from Lavan. Lavan Ho'arami. Rachel is Talmud Bavli. Leah is Talmud Yushalmi. He got both of them from Lavan Ho'arami. The purpose of Targum is to extend the Kedusha of the language of Lashon HaKodesh to all the Lashonos. Maybe that's why Yaakov called it Galed. Because Yaakov said, you know, now that I got all the work days through Shabbos and I got all the languages through Aramaic, I'm going to get all the lands through Gilad. That's like the bridge between Eretz Yisrael and all the nation and all the lands of the world. By the way, you know the Gemara? The Gemara says that when you do Shnayim Mikra Ve'echa Targum, you're even chayiv to say what? Atarois V'divayin. You know that Gemara? The Gemara says that when you do Shnai Mikra Ve'echa Targum, you even need to translate Atarais V'divayin, which are places. Rashi says these words don't have Targum. And the question is, why did it pick Atarais V'divayin more than any other name, like Ruvain and Shimain? So Rav Huttner says, Atarais and Divayin are the lands Me'ever LaYardein. They're between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Aretz. The purpose of Shnayim Mikra Ve'echa Targum is to extend Kedushas Lashon Kodesh through the Targum to the other lands. But since Atarois and Divayin, which represent the Ever LaYardein, they're already sanctified. In other words, the sanctity of Eretz Yisrael has already spread to Atarois V'Divayin, so maybe we wouldn't have to do Shnayim Mikra on those words, because those words and those locations have already been sanctified as Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. In any event, maybe the reason why Yaakov Avinu is dreaming of Malav HaMalka is the function of Malav HaMalka is to take Kedushas HaAchila, a Friday night Keneged Yitzchak, Shabbos morning Keneged Avram, Shalashudas Keneged Yaakov Avinu, and bridge it and be Mamshech, Kedushas HaAchila of Shabbos to all the days of the week, which was what Yaakov was trying to do. That's why he took Michra Chayoim, he took Shabbos to get all the days of the week. It's very interesting. Okay, you ready? Now, if you go on Torah anytime, we were by the north tip of Eretz Yisrael, by Akko, right by the seacoast, literally on the seacoast, on the sand. The last kever in Eretz Yisrael is Rabbi Avohu. And I was with Rabbi Yossi Badner. If you look on Torah anytime, he's walking right by the camera. I checked today. You were walking right by. So, you can't deny you were there. It's recorded. Well, it was the beach, yeah. So, Rabbi Avohu was there. It's interesting. The Gemara tells us a few things about Rabbi Avohu. First, the Gemara says Rabbi Avohu was mechabed the Shabbos. He would sit on a stool, an ivory stool, and he would, you know, bellow with a bellow. He would stoke up the coals and blow the fire for Shabbos, the Kavod Shabbos. The Gemara says that a person should set his table Matzah Shabbos, even though he's only going to eat a kezias. The Gemara says hot water, hot beverages Matzah Shabbos is a refuah. Hot food Matzah Shabbos is a refuah. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Avohu, every Matzah Shabbos, he would make a third born calf, which is the fattest calf. He would eat the kidneys. In other words, even though he could have easily, his wife made cholent, so he could have taken the cow that had the flank in it for the cholent, he could have eaten the kidneys of that cow. No, he made a dedicated cow for Malav HaMalka. So when his son got older, he said, why are you wasting the whole cow for the kidneys? Just use the leftover cow from Shabbos. So he tried that, and a lion came and ate the cow. There's a sefer, Maranan V'Rabanan, of Rav Yisrael Ze'evi. He says, from here we learn, ideally, you don't eat leftovers from Malav HaMalka. Now, don't go home and tell your wife, no leftovers from Malav HaMalka. You cook it. It doesn't say she has to cook it. If you want to be Mekayim, fresh food from Malav HaMalka, then you figure out how to do it. But ideally, the highest level of Malav HaMalka is to have fresh food from Malav HaMalka. This is Merumas in the Pasuk, Tein Chelek L'Shiva, V'Gam L'Shmoina, even for Matzah Shabbos. You should have fresh food. You never know, a lion might come and eat it up. Others say that the reason why he ate kidneys is because the Torah brings down a Matzah Shabbos, you should daven for a good Eitzah. And we know Eitzah comes from the kidneys. So Rabbi said, one thing we know. If there's anyone in this world who symbolizes being Mahader in Malava Malka, who is it? It's Rabbi Avohu. Rabbi Avohu was the one, more than any of the Amoraim, he had the most the best food for Malava Malka, the most lavish Malava Malka. So when we were at the Kever Rabbi Avohu, literally at the tip of Eretz Yisrael, we noted the fact that it's appropriate that the one who is buried all the way at the edge of Eretz Yisrael, so to speak, extending Kedushas Eretz Yisrael beyond the border, he's the one who is most mahader and medaktik about Malava Malka. So today, I just saw something very interesting. The Gemara in Bava Metzia says, Shufrei de Rabbi Avohu me'ein Shufrei de Yaakov Avinu. Rabbi Avohu looked like Yaakov. Why? Yaakov Avinu also. He's dreaming about Malava Malka. So Rabbi Avohu was following in the ways of Yaakov Avinu. His shine and his glow was me'ein the Shufrei of Yaakov Avinu. So next week's Parsha, Parsha's Vayishlach, Yaakov Avinu sends to Esav, he's really going to stick it to him. You ready? Because Esav right now thinks, okay, he just took Shabbos. But who says, you know, he's going to be infringing on the rest of the days? So Yaakov sends to Esav, Vayishlach Yaakov, Malachim! What does Rashi say? Malachim! It was the first Rashi I ever learned. Vayishlach Yaakov, Malachim! Malachim! Mamish! Mamish Malachim! I remember my first Rashi ever learned. Rashi says, Malachim Mamish, and the Rebbe teached Mamish Malachim. I didn't know what Malachim were, and I didn't know where Mamish were. I just knew that the teich of Malachim Mamish, where you just flip it around and you say Mamish Malachim. In any event, in the Sefer Ravid Hazav, he brings the remez of Malachim Mamish. Mamish is Mimaitzai Shabbos. Yaakov Avinu sent to Esav. You know which angels I'm sending you? I'm sending you the Saturday night angels. Because not only do Malachim come to me on Friday night, through my Malava Malka, I'm able to extend, I have the angels coming to me, Matzah Shabbos as well. So Esav, you thought all I took was Shabbos? No, 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 no. In my sweet dreams of dreaming of that ladder, of the Sulam, these angels, they come to me, they're still coming to me on Matzah Shabbos. Meaning I've been successful of not only usurping and robbing Shabbos from you, but through Shabbos, Kula Berchasa de Le'ela Ulasata B'yoma Shvi Italia, I'm able to infringe during the Sheshes Yimei Hamasa as well. So this gives us a little bit of an understanding of the power of Malava Malka. Through Malava Malka, we're able to, so to speak, enter even the Yimei Chol, and therefore many people have a minhag of reading what by Malava Malka? Parshas Vayishlach. If you look in the Siddur, what do you say by Malava Malka? Vayishlach. Why? Because Vayishlach, you learn that even Saturday night you could get the Malachim and they could work for you. Rabbi Yisai, I have a wonderful Shabbos. Habalino Taiva Shkayach. Okay.
Yeah. One, so I think that Yitzchak, because Yitzchak had to do with Gan Eden, he smelled Gan Eden, right? The whole
right.
So Friday night, the whole thing was a tikkun that they were thrown out of. It was right before they did the chet right before for Shabbos. Mm-hmm. We do one of the reasons, and then we say that's what we say v'chat and askinus das of v'chat tapuchin. Askinus das of the on Friday night is v'chat tapuchin. Condition that you're supposed to is like a tikkun according to, I guess, that
you've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.